Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is episode number 333, and today I visit the Dr. John Harris Dental Museum in Bainbridge, Ohio. It's really cool. We'll get to that in a minute. But before we do, let me just remind folks that our Team Smile event with the Columbus Blue Jackets is going to be held on June 27th. And we need more dentists, we need more dental assistants, and we need more dental hygienists. And so if you could go to teamsmile.org, click on choose the event, the Blue Jackets event, click on volunteer now, and get signed up. That would be wonderful. We have a special request. We need either an EMT or a nurse or even a physician to evaluate all of the, all of the health histories of the children that come. So we still need that as well. All right. And don't forget, September 12th is our Dentistry from the Heart event. We need help for that as well. And you can call my office at 262-9588 to get signed up. All right. All right, so I decided to visit I called it the Ohio Dental History Museum, but Bob Richardson, who is the caretaker and owner, I assume, is going to correct me. What's the actual name?
I'm Bob Richardson, and I'm president of the Bainbridge Historical Society. We own the dental museum now. It's the Dr. John Harris Dental Museum.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds good, and I'm sure you're going to explain to us why in just a little bit. But so Bainbridge turns out to be about, I thought it was halfway between Columbus and Cincinnati, but it's not exactly a straight route.
No, it's not. You would come down 71 and then turn south, coming down 138 or 41, to hit Route 50, which goes through Bainbridge from Chillicothe to Cincinnati. Actually, George Washington Highway goes clear across the state of Ohio, goes through here. That's Route 50.
Really? Okay, I did not know that. See, I've already learned something. It has nothing to do with dentistry.
That's correct.
I do know that even-numbered routes go east-west and odd-numbered go north-south.
Generally, that's correct, yes.
A lot of people don't know that. So if you're on, like, Route 3, you're going north-south whether you knew it or not.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit. I noticed from the street, this looks like a small little home, but when I turn the corner to go around back to park, it's very long. It looks like it's a house that's been added onto. And was this originally a dental school?
What you find here in Bainbridge with this building in 1825, Dr. John Harris from Cincinnati. He was a physician. Why he moved to Bainbridge, I cannot tell you. He no longer resides here and is no longer present anywhere.
But it's so nice.
It is very nice. But what happened was he came as a physician to Bainbridge. But while he was in Cincinnati, a young doctor, I don't know what his training was. Those records have been lost. But he talked to many itinerant doctors, physicians, who were practicing dentistry kind of on the side.
Because somebody had to.
That's exactly right. There were problems that had to be addressed. So he finds himself in Bainbridge doing the work of a physician, but got interested in dentistry and started a dental school here in Bainbridge, which ultimately became the first dental school in the United States.
In the entire country?
In the entire country. And from students here, he had 9 students, actually.
Wow.
8 of them actually became dentists. We'll see in our tour, or we'll see in our talk, that one of them, a Dr. Wampler, was a dentist to Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
A couple of them started the first major dental school in the United States in Baltimore, Maryland, which is still there. And there is a museum there in Baltimore, Maryland.
University of Baltimore, Maryland was the first dental school?
Yes, that's where they established it from here.
Okay, after here.
Yeah, students from here. And then a couple of students also established the second school in the United States, major school, in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And it doesn't exist as it was established. Baltimore became the first, then went out. This building you're in, however, you ask a good question. As you come along Route 50 here in Bainbridge, Ohio, which is a town of about 900 people.
Oh, 902 now, because me and my wife are here.
Yeah, that's correct. In Ross County, kind of southeast of Columbus, 70 mile maybe about the same distance from Cincinnati coming directly east and west. But this building, the front of it, would have been, as far as history concludes, the office and the school of Dr. Harris.
He liked the little building.
The little building, the original building. He likely lived upstairs, little kind of complex up there. The rest of the building has been added on to in years, and it became a house. You're right. Interesting enough, as it no longer was a school, Clyde Beatty lived here. The lion tamer, Clyde Beatty, world famous.
Wow.
Then in about 1938, a couple of dentists by the name of Mills Brothers, practicing in Chillicothe, made it possible for this to be repurchased again and become the museum as it should have stayed. In 1940, then, it opened up to the public again. Then, down through the years, in the 70s, it closed, or in maybe about 1980. And then in 1985, reopened again after being remodeled, and since then has been the dental museum here, the Dr. John Harris Dental Museum.
Very cool. So it's your local historical society that owns it and funds it and maintains it.
That's correct. We fund it by people just giving us donations. We have different activities like a tractor show, or we set up booths and stuff during the Festival of Leaves is here in Bainbridge, which is famous throughout the United States.
Is it in the fall?
In the fall, yes.
Wait, when is it?
It's the third weekend of October.
Okay, yeah. So you guys have beautiful color down here, huh?
It's thousands of people come, and we swell from 902, as you say, to maybe 15,000 people around the area.
That's huge.
Yes.
So where do they stay? Do you have hotels? Do they camp?
They come for the day, go home, maybe come back. Maybe don't come back, but they're here, and they filter through the hills. There's different tours through the hills.
Oh, are they four-wheeler tours, or they just give us a map?
Just automobile tours on the regular roads.
So do we get a map from you guys that tells us?
We have maps that would show you how to go and where to go.
Okay, good. That sounds really cool. So you guys fund it. Now, do you have a special interest in dentistry yourself?
No, I do not. Strange as it may seem, I was a minister.
Oh, okay.
From Bainbridge, graduated from Bainbridge High School, went into the ministry, went to school in Cincinnati, a private college, and then moved to California, lived out there for many years, came back here, live in a little town up by Greenfield called South Salem.
Okay.
And I owe Bainbridge a lot. It was good for me as I grew up on a farm nearby. So I came back to Bainbridge to see what I could donate back to Bainbridge.
Well, that's awful neat. That's really cool. And
so I have ended up being president now, this year, of the Bainbridge Historical Society, also president of the Alumni Association, and then I'm turning the old school into a community center, and I'm president of that organization. So
you're going to have indoor classes and things like that for the kids, basketball and...
Going to have all kinds of things right now, and we're all kind of working together since I'm president of all these organizations. We have Head Start in the building already.
Good.
We have the Community Actions in the building already.
Cool.
We have the library that's here in Bainbridge is moving into the building as we speak. They're putting in a walk and so forth.
So you're here. You don't have to help move the books. See,
no,
we saved
no,
you, didn't
no.
we? We saved you.
You can help move the books. I'd be good.
It came at the right time.
We also built into the building an office for the Ross County Sheriff. So he will have a substation here, so to speak, that will have a presence in the community in this part of Ross County. So it's...
Yeah. They'll have an office, a place for a couple cruisers?
Yes, yes.
That's great. So we typically do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day each show. And probably what we should do is let's make the question, what year was the Dr. John Harris Dental Museum in Bainbridge, what year was it founded as a dental school?
He came here in 1825. Dr. Harris was born in 1798. That connection goes way back.
Wow.
And he moved here as a young man in 1825, started the school in about 1827. And the school didn't run very long, but had huge success with the students that he had. Obviously, bright students and students that had a lot of knowledge how to go on and succeed. Dr. John Harris was not here that long. He left here, went into Kentucky, and tried to start something down there. Didn't happen. He moved around a lot practicing.
Right, because you had to take the treatment to the people.
That's right. Well, in those days, that's what happened. And so he would stop and practice dentistry and be a physician, ended up in Hartford, North Carolina, got sick there, and I think about 1849, and died there. So he would have been about 51 years old, but maybe in that day that wasn't bad. I don't know.
Right.
But so we ended up with the building here was added on to people coming through in 1830s, coming through Bainbridge. This was the town, actually probably one of the only towns between Chillicothe and Cincinnati, which Chillicothe and Cincinnati were the two biggest towns in the state of Ohio at that time.
That's right, because Chillicothe was the state capital.
You're exactly right. So you're pretty close to the state, the original capital. So travelers coming through Bainbridge, this will give you an idea of what the town looked like, was about 200 or 300 people living here with about 25 houses. They had a distillery. They had two stores. They had a tin factory, a nail factory, things like that. So Bainbridge was a community that was growing at the time, about the time Dr. John Harris was here.
Okay, so he was born in 1798. He started the school in
1827.
1827, okay, so remember that if you're thinking about winning Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. Okay, so, Bob, we need to go to a break, but you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to do that question of the day, but before we do, we want our listeners to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, don't forget, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question of the day is, Dr. John Harris founded the first dental school in the nation, the entire country, in what year? Was it A, 1826, B, 1827, or C, 1828? All right, Dr. John Harris founded the first dental school in the United States in what year? Was it A, 1826, B, 1827, or C, 1828? All right, and the winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko. The other day, I saw a dental office TV commercial that said they make their dentures in days, not weeks. Well, guess what? We now offer the Lorel One-Step Denture, which means we can make your denture in about an hour. You heard me right. Dentures in about an hour. And on top of that, they cost only half as much as traditional dentures. If you have a few teeth that need removed first, we can do that at the same time and still make your dentures in about an hour. Interested? Call us at 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
You
should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back, and we have four callers on the line. And what I need to do is say, hey, Bob, do me a favor. We always ask our guests to pick a number from 1 to 4.
3.
Going with 3. Okay, we're going to go to caller number 3. Okay, and that would be Ricky. Hi, Ricky. How are you? Hello?
Oh, yeah, my answer is B.
That's correct. That's correct. 1827, right?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Ricky, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
Let's see. I am a seventh grade student at Grandview Heights Larry Larson Middle School.
Wow, you sound so grown up.
Oh, you
really,
thanks.
You really do, and thanks for listening. Hey, stay on the line, and we'll make sure those flowers... Oh, you know what? Because of the holiday, you're probably not going to get the flowers till Wednesday. My mistake, okay? So it'll be Wednesday. All right, Ricky. Hang on, and we'll get that information so that my producer can... get you the flowers. If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Bob Richardson of the Dr. John Harris Dental Museum in Bainbridge, Ohio. All right, so while my producer is getting information from the winner so we can make sure she gets those free flowers from Vice Denver Florist, let me talk some more with Bob Richardson of the Dr. John Harris Dental Museum here in Bainbridge. So, Bob, tell me, you got some plaques here on the wall, and tell me about them. What are we looking at here?
We're looking at the kind of the history of Dr. Harris, Dr. John Harris, as he moved to Bainbridge. These are just kind of things about him, what he wanted to do, what he was encouraging his students. He encouraged all of his students to become dentists, but then how he prepared them, he actually had courses here each day and, was structured. He divided it into two terms, offered a series of lectures on anatomy, chemistry, surgery, osteology, physiology, materia medica, and obstetrics.
Obstetrics, interesting. Now, I'm noticing osteology, that would be studying of bone,
yep.
And then chemistry,
yep.
Obviously anatomy, surgery, doing surgery, physiology, it's pretty neat. Materia medica, that's dental materials, we still do that.
And the thing is that this was new to a lot of people. I mean, to have studies like this, and particularly in a small town. And then we find him then starting the school, getting everything going, and then there are no records actually after the opening of the school, after 1828. He continued in education. He went into Kentucky, tried to start a school there, didn't work, but we're looking at two of his students, Chapin Harris, a brother, and Dr. James Taylor, went on to establish the Baltimore College of Dental Surgery.
And I see here, and the Ohio College of Dental Surgery. Where was that one?
That was in Cincinnati.
Yes. I almost thought it said Ohio State, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
And then over here we have, these are advertisements that appeared in the Chillicothe newspapers, and they provided a description of his school. So it had the heading Medical Instruction.
Mm-hmm.
It says Dr. J. Harris of the village of Bainbridge, Ross County, is making a variety of preparations and arrangements for the instruction of a private class of medical students preparatory to their entering a medical college for the consumption of their profession, among which are anatomical preparations and chemical apparatus sufficiently extensive for the exhibition of many important experiments. He will deliver lectures during the winter season at least once a week on each of the following branches. And then it says demonstrative anatomy, operative surgery, and chemistry. And during the summer season, he will devote as much of his time in lecturing to those things we talked about, osteology, physiology, and so on. Pretty cool. And that was circa 1827, October 25th. Wow.
Correct. And we find these are just a few of the things that actually have survived. A surgeon dentist, again, in the Chillicothe paper, giving something about the dental art, artificial teeth, dental character. His office here at this location where we're standing on Main Street in Bainbridge, Ohio. Dental surgery, again, he informs people about what he's trying to do, talking about surgical instruments. And what is interesting in all of this is these have survived, so it adds a lot of weight to the history.
Right.
You know? And on the other wall,
let's walk over there.
Yes. We have one of the few documents that did survive says, in the name and by the authority of the state of Ohio, the governor, commander-in-chief of said state, Ohio, to John Harris, appearing to me that you are duly appointed surgeon of the 4th Regiment in the 4th Brigade and the 4th Division in the militia of this state. So he practiced that. We don't know much about it. We just know this, what's on this document here.
By the way, it says the name of the governor at the time was Ethan Allen Brown, governor and commander-in-chief right. of said state, meaning Ohio. Interesting.
Right. And so one thing before we go into a tour, the Dr. John Harris Museum, or the school that became the first school in the United States, actually, where dental education went out from to Baltimore, to Cincinnati, and to other schools. Crest put out a map of the United States, a pictorial map of all the states.
Crest, the toothpaste Crest?
Yes, Procter & Gamble. And by the way, they were one of the first people that put out fluoride, actually invented fluoride in the care of teeth. They put out this map of the United States, and they show Bainbridge, Ohio, on that map with the recognition from the American Dental Association, with their help, that Bainbridge is the cradle of dentistry.
Wow, that's really, really neat. Who would have thought a little town like Bainbridge that still only has 902 people, and 900 when my wife and I leave?
That's correct. And I'm not here, so I'm in a little town away from here. But it proves the point that for some reason, on this road from Cincinnati to Chillicothe, he was impressed. And I think he was impressed probably at least one thing. This was a growing little town, little village, but this is in the most beautiful valley that you'll probably ever be in, anywhere in the world.
Wow, especially in the fall, third week of October.
Exactly. And so something attracted him here. He stopped here.
Okay.
And he made his school here, made his home here. So who knows?
Yeah, no, that's really neat. So let's see. Now, how do people contact you? Do you have a website? If somebody gets interested by listening and they want to come down and see for themselves, what would they do?
They would. They could call here, and I'll give you, before the program's over, I'll give you our phone number. We have a website, Bainbridge, Dr. John Harris Dental Museum.com. And then we're here starting the 1st of June every day except Mondays. We're closed on Mondays, but we're only open from 12 to 4 in the afternoon.
Okay, noon to 4.
And we have people coming, stopping here from all the states.
Wow.
That read about us or hear about us, or dentists who went to school always somewhere in their education came across Bainbridge, Ohio, the first dental school. I was in a dental chair in San Bernardino, California, lived there for 13 years, and when he found out where I was from, he started saying, "Where have I heard that?" And he then finally came up with it, heard it in college, that's the first dental school.
Wow. June to August. Yeah. No, end of August.
Yeah, end of August.
We'll get to the phone number and the website later. All right. So I think what we're going to do, and by the way, it's kind of feeling like we're not going to have time to get everything into one show. So I think what we'll do is ask if we can bend your ear long enough to make this a two-part episode.
Fine. That'd be great.
That'll work? Okay, great. All right. So I think what we'll do is we'll go to break, and we're going to start the tour. When we come back, we're going to start this, what would normally be self-guided tour, but we have the benefit of Bob Richardson to give us a tour. All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Touch of Dr. Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates. Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
So, hey, before we get back to talking with Bob Richardson, I decided that I'd interview somebody that's come to view the museum. And this woman, her name is Liana Bryant, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so Liana Bryant just walked in because she wanted to see a little bit about this. And that's when and I asked her if she had a connection to dentistry. And the answer is?
Yes, I'm a dental assistant.
So how did you hear about this?
Actually, a lot of patients of ours, they ask, have you been to the dental museum in Bainbridge? And I've worked at our dental office now probably maybe about 7 years, and I had never been here. I've seen it many times, and so I was like, I just have to go.
How long have you been a dental assistant?
Probably about 10 years.
10 years, okay. And I kind of knew you were either a dentist, a hygienist, or an assistant because you have a nice smile.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Because you know how important it is.
That's right.
Yeah. So what do you think so far? I know you've been scouting things while we were talking to Bob. What do you think so far?
Actually, it's really interesting. You know, when you talk to people, a lot of times people talk about, I hate to say it, but how barbaric maybe they feel that dentistry was. But really looking at the instruments and things like that, I mean, it really looks like dentists were just trying to do the best for their patients. When you look at some of the things that they used and how they made, like, crowns, and just so many things that they try to do for their patients, it's actually kind of built my appreciation.
Good, good. So it makes you even happier that you're a dental assistant.
Absolutely.
Isn't it neat? Did you realize that this is where it all started?
No, I did not. And even listening to your interview a little bit ago, I'm learning. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I drove down specifically to do that. Well, so did you.
I did.
How long of a drive?
About 25 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad. And it's Liana or Leona?
Liana.
So it's Liana Bryant. Okay, Liana. And hey, thank you so much for talking with us. And I'll let you know how you can either listen to this live or listen on podcast. In fact, I'll tell you now. If you don't get this where you are, if you don't get the stations I'm on a couple stations, but you can also go to www.dentallyspeaking.com.
Okay.
And you can... just basically what happens is the most recent show pops up, and this show is going to be show 333, I believe.
Okay, wow.
Okay. So you just choose that one. There'll be a picture of the museum. There'll be a picture of some of the things we're seeing in here, and that's how you know it's the right show.
Okay, that sounds good.
And then you can hear yourself on the radio.
I don't want to, but okay.
Maybe you can stop brushing your teeth long enough to listen.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so I was going to get back to the interview with Bob Richardson, but I realized that we are out of time, and we'll have to pick that up at the future show that we're planning. Nice enough he's been nice enough to agree to do that, so that's pretty cool. But we did promise to give people the phone number and the website, so why don't I do that? The phone number to call the Dental Museum is 740-634-2228. That's 740-634-2228. Their website is www.bainbridgedentalmuseum.com, and Bainbridge is B-A-I-N-B-R-I-D-G-E, dentalmuseum.com. Okay, so, you know, you really should go. Make sure you do that, and in a future show a couple weeks from now, I'm not really sure when, we're going to go ahead and take the tour, and we'll put some pictures up so you can see what we're explaining. All right. Now, all of our shows are available on podcast at dentallyspeaking.com. If you'd like to visit my dental office Facebook page, that'd be cool. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Be sure to tune in next week when I will visit the Champaign Aviation Museum in Urbana, Ohio. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.